For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Sarah Shariari. At the beginning of the summer, the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced its goal to serve 200 million meals to low-income children through the Summer Meals Program. That's 13 million more than it served last year. And the USDA is paying special attention to new ways of reaching kids in rural areas of the country. Now as summer comes to a close, KBIA's Hope Kerwin spoke with U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack about the program's growth.
We're fairly confident that we've had more sponsors and more sites, and that should translate into more meals. The question is how many? That's a little bit yet to be determined.
So why is it important that we continue to expand the Summer Meals Program?
Well, there are 20 million young people who participate in our free and reduced lunch program during the school year. That's the universe of young people who live in families that are no doubt dealing with food insecurity challenges. And as a result of that, the question then is what happens when school's not in session? Where do these kids access nutritious meals or have an opportunity for a decent meal? So it's important for us to understand that between 20 million being served in schools and the 3.3 million or so that are currently being served by our summer feeding program, that there's still plenty of opportunity for us to expand the program to get as many kids helped as possible.
The USDA has definitely focused expansion on creating more feeding sites in rural areas. Why are these populations harder to reach?
I think it's sometimes more difficult to provide the services because there may not be access to sponsors. There may not be a congregate site where young people can easily get to. That's why we've been looking at ways in which we can potentially provide flexibility to allow for more mobile sites.
Are there other ways the USDA has been reaching out to rural communities?
Well, we have provided an opportunity with the use of the EPT card system, essentially providing a card similar to the SNAP card in a number of piloted areas to see whether or not by providing money as opposed to a meal at a particular site, would that provide for greater food security for these youngsters during the summer months. We've asked Congress to consider expanding that program. Our hope is that they might consider putting more money and resource behind providing an EBT card that could be used by a young person at a grocery store or by the family.
That's Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack speaking with KBIA's Hope Kerwin about the growth of the USDA's Summer Meals Program and new ways the department has been trying to reach rural communities. For the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk with Hope Kerwin, I'm Sarah Shariari.